Indiana law allows attorney general to penalize sanctuary cities and colleges. By Warner Todd Houston on March 9, 2026. Indiana's Republican Governor Mike Braun has signed a bill into law giving the state's attorney general, Todd Rokita, the power to put penalties on so-called sanctuary county and city governments and hospitals, as well as state-funded colleges and universities. Sanctuary jurisdictions are unlawful, Republican AG Rokita said in a post on X, adding, hiring illegal aliens is unlawful. It's long past time Indiana cracked down on employers and local governments who act as magnets for criminals. Sanctuary jurisdictions are unlawful. Hiring illegal aliens is unlawful. It's long past time Indiana cracked down on employers and local governments who act as magnets for criminals. AG Todd Rokita, at AG Todd Rokita, March 8, 2026. The law Governor Braun signed on March 5, Senate enrolled Act 76, adds further restrictions to prohibit schools, hospitals, and local governments from preventing cooperation with federal immigration officials in both written and unwritten policies. The law also requires local law enforcement to cooperate with immigration detainers. In addition, it adds more penalties for employers who hire illegal migrants. This new law makes it easier for local law enforcement to do the right thing, remove criminal illegal aliens from our communities, Rokita said in a statement after the law was passed by the state legislature. In addition, the law authorizes our office to pursue penalties against employers who knowingly hire illegal aliens, and it enhances the state's ability to track the use of public benefits, including Medicaid, by non-citizens, he added. Together, these reforms help advance our mission of combating illegal immigration in Indiana and protecting Hoosiers. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.